You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your
country. We are the last Americans.
We are the last Americans.
Oh, yes, we are.
Hello, everybody.
Coming in strong, baby.
What is up, Greg?
Oh, living the dream, dreaming the cream. Oh, rising to the top, baby.
Letting you guys know, Dave will not be with us tonight. He decided he's going to take the night off. He didn't really get to celebrate his birthday yesterday or anything with his family because he got home so late. So he's doing that tonight.
Yeah. Well, and I heard it's like the part two of his sex change. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Like they cut it off. Now they got to make the hole. You know what I mean? So it's kind of, this is the tricky part of the sex change.
Okay.
He'll make a fine woman though. I must admit. He'll make a fine little lady. Broad shoulders. Very Michelle Obama-esque, you know?
Yeah, a little bit, I guess, huh?
Yeah. I could see him being, woman of the country, whatever it's called.
No.
No.
Okay. No.
Well, anyway.
That's gross.
Yeah. So actually, there was a couple of stories that happened to me that I wanted to talk about.
That happened to kinda, you?
Well, I mean, near me. I mean, one of them was in my house. You know, like it was like, remember how I was talking about ghost shit? Like how, this was a couple of days ago I brought it up, where I was on my couch at night. I heard one of the kids' toys just fall over,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then it reminded me, like, there was a candle that was lit downstairs. And so I was like, oh, shit, I got to go blow that out because I don't want the house to burn down and all. So I go downstairs, and then I see that the candle had already been blown out. And then I hear all of the toys fall on the floor. And it, like, was the loudest noise ever. And everybody's, like, in bed. So I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, I remember that. You were saying that, like, it just a huge thud of everything just falling.
Yeah, and so that kind of was like got me on edge. And then we have this motion censored light in our bathroom, and it's pretty like spot on. It only responds to like humans walking by, right? Mm-hmm. Or like, you know, if we had like our dog is too small to register this thing because it's like halfway up the wall, you know, like above the belly button.
Yeah,
and so. Like, it's not sensitive to dust. Like, we have a vent that's nearby. It never goes off by itself. But I noticed that it's been going off by itself. You know what I mean? Like, something's walking by it, right?
Okay.
And so, my daughter the other day, she was getting ready for school. This was, like, first thing in the morning. She goes into the bathroom, and she's doing her do on the toilet. And the Kleenex box was back against the back wall, like where the mirror is, right? It just flies off the counter. And like the counter space is like a normal counter space, like what, like three and a half feet?
Yeah.
It just, it shoots off the counter, dude, by itself.
What?
Yeah. And so she came out, she's like, yeah, the Kleenex box just flew across the room. And I'm like, what? She's like, yeah, it just fell on the ground. I'm like, you didn't like touch it or like shake the counter? I'm like, there's nothing she could have done to like cause that thing to do that. You know what I mean?
What the heck?
So yeah, I'm just like, is there a ghost up in here or something? I don't know, man.
It's weird that that all of a sudden you're having stuff happen like that.
Yeah.
Like, because you've never had anything like that happen before.
No, it's like as soon as I started, this sounds stupid, but as soon as I started looking up Trump as the Antichrist, all this stuff started happening. I'm like, oh shit, am I on to something here? No.
Well, you actually just started like doing little remodeling type stuff in your house too.
Because you redid
that whole bathroom downstairs.
Kind of. I mean, that was like a while ago, you know?
Yeah, but it's been a while now that little things have happened. Because you said just
maybe the
one...
kids brought it home from school, you know? That's what I'm thinking. Maybe. It's like a cold, you know?
Yeah, like
the common ghost.
What is that called? It attached itself to one of you?
I think so. Yeah. It's like a butt plug, you know? You just got to poop it out. Leave it alone.
I don't know if that would... That's the same.
Whitney says it's CERN. It probably is CERN, dude. They're freaking going to start that shit back up during the eclipse.
I heard they were. I heard they were doing it. And also NASA's going to launch rockets at it. So,
which doesn't right?
make any
the three,
sense.
The
doesn't
APEP.
Make any fucking sense to me.
Yeah, there's so many different things that like, you know, happening with this whole like eclipse thing. I know you wanted to like talk about that. I had like one more little funny story, but that can like...
No, go for it. Wait. Say it.
Well, it was funny. Like, I don't want to really talk about it because like it was recorded on film. It was recorded on a Ring cam, you know?
Okay.
Outside my neighbor's house. So like my next door neighbor, her name's, well, I'm not going to say her name, but she's like, you know, getting ready and all this stuff. She, you know, blah, blah, blah. At 6:30 in the morning, this dude comes over to her house, rings the doorbell, and then like, he goes, get your ass out here. He's looking around, looks into the Ring cam. And then, you know, my neighbor's like, excuse me, hello? He's like, tell your husband to get his ass out here. He's like looking through the windows and stuff. And he's like looking around. Yeah, right. And it's at 6:30 in the morning. I'm like, what the hell?
Get your ass out here.
And she's like, do I know you? Like, what do you want? And then he's like, Jeffrey? And then he like turns around and walks away. And so the funny thing is like he got the wrong house, dude.
That's
like,
hilarious.
The other neighbor is named Jeff, and it was a dude who worked with him, and he drove all the way from like Vancouver or something. So he's like kind of like tired and all that stuff. And like he's been over to their house before, but it's just been like a long time. And so he went to the wrong damn house.
That's hilarious.
Get your ass out here. You know, just being all like straight up, like, tell your husband to get his ass.
Why do people look into the Ring cam? You can't see anything. It's not like you're going to see anything on the other side of it or in
what's in there. I know, right? I don't know. It's maybe like one of those intimidating things. I thought that was freaking hilarious. There's the film of it. And I was like, can I play this, please? And they're like, no. All right. So whatever.
So,
but yeah. So
do you think anything's going to actually happen during this eclipse?
I actually don't. I think it might spur, like, it's like the beginning of something. It might be the beginning of the end. But I've watched several videos where this has happened before, like the solar eclipses. I've actually done a video on this where right after the two solar eclipse paths back in 1811, 1812, you had a gigantic, some of the most, like, the deepest earthquakes, or I guess... what is it called? Like the most, I don't know what the earthquake terminology is, but they were some of the greatest earthquakes that America has ever endured.
Yeah.
And it was like a series of them. Yeah. And it lasted like 3 months.
Well, they literally just had a 7.6 over by Taiwan.
I know. Yes. And Washington State had a small little tremor yesterday, like 3.6 or something like that. So you're seeing these things happen. I don't know if it's going to trigger like an earthquake, so to speak. But I've also seen stuff that said that it marks like the end of the age of Pisces. And now we're going into the age of Aquarius. Isn't it getting a little woo-woo? You know,
the end of
more
us.
Strange sauna stuff.
It's the end of
me. You know what I mean? Right. So this, and Trump's been calling for a golden age, like the golden age is set to come.
Yeah.
It's a Freemasonic, like Manly P. Hall talks about a golden age where truth will be told, you know, no more lies.
What if all this has to do with a relationship to the extraterrestrial?
In like which kind of way?
Well, like, I don't know exactly how it ties to the eclipse, but I stumbled across these videos on TikTok. So take it how you will.
Mm-hmm.
But this chick was listening to a spirit box, you know, what they use during like ghost hunts and stuff, where it like cycles through radio frequencies super fast. Yeah. And then like the voices come through the static and stuff.
Yeah. Well, I did one of those one time and it said, "You have a large penis." I don't know what, and I was like, but I was like, okay, there it is.
But it was talking about all kinds of, it's like, it was almost, it was like answering her directly, which was weird in itself. It was like, she was asking questions and it was giving answers to those questions. And then like what it was talking about was, how at the end of this year, there will be like a big event happening for humanity. And
the end of the year,
and they will finally be able to see us, is what they were saying basically. And like there will be a gate opened up and they will be able to see, and they're here to help humanity because they are our ancestors.
Ghosts or aliens?
I don't know. I couldn't pinpoint whether they were like interdimensional from a different time, or if they were alien, or if like what was going on. But they kept talking about a net that covers the planet that doesn't allow shit into it, which is why we can't understand things outside of our own world, basically.
Yeah, that's what Big Ron has been saying for a while, and it's essentially like it's kind of like the Van Allen belt, where it's like this net, like you're saying, where you can't have, or it's more like a cloaking device where you're not able to see certain things. And whether it lets in a certain spectrum that we can see with our you know, our eyes, because the visible spectrum is not very big. But I don't know. And if you think about that, like they say, like the end of the year. And traditional terms, when you think about the calendar, the end of the year is actually March.
Oh.
And I mean, because think about it. Like if you look at, let's see, like
so the basically, months. So then April would almost be considered the end of the year too then, right?
Well, April would be first.
It'd be close enough.
The first month. So yeah. So like if you think about like October, oct is eight, right? Mm-hmm. Octo means eight, but October is our 10th month.
Yeah.
So it's like 2 months ahead. Same thing with like November. Nov is nine, but it's supposed to be 11.
Yeah.
And then Deca is 12. December is, or Deca is 10, but it's December. You know what I mean? So we're 2 months ahead. So people were saying we're actually supposed to start in April. And this goes into the 13-month calendar thing. Have you ever heard of the 13-month calendar?
Where actually you make 13 months and then all the months actually have the same amount of days in it.
28 days, yes. You have 13 Februarys, and then you have 1 year day, which is not a month, but it's just 1 day outside of all the months, and you celebrate that as like your New Year's Day. And it looks tremendous, dude. When I, you know, like the visible structure of the 13 month, I go, how could this not be, you know?
Yeah, like, right. It just looks like it makes more sense.
Yeah. But with that 13 month, there's an additional month that's added in between July and August called Sol, S-O-L, mm-hmm. which means sun. And, you know, like the sun god,
yeah,
solstice, all that stuff. So if you go April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November. Oh, wait, is that out of? I don't know if I got that right. But anyway, yeah, in that month, and it'll work somehow. But
yeah,
I'm just thinking, yeah.
This chick ended up asking the spirit box about the eclipse. And they said, don't touch it.
Don't touch what?
Don't touch the eclipse.
Oh.
And I immediately was like, but NASA's going to shoot rockets at it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And then they said after that, like I think it said something about you'll almost be able to, it'll like something about the gates again, and you'll be able to see, we'll finally be able to show you or something. Mm. And then I don't know, it was a bunch of, I'll have to send you the link to some of these and let you listen to them. Cause
okay.
It's some weird shit.
Think about CERN, dude. Think about what CERN's trying to open up and all that shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It mentioned a machine multiple times too.
Mm, well, because like NASA's asking people to document what they see during the eclipse.
Really?
And this feels different than right? 2017.
It does feel different. Like, why the fuck are all this extra information and all these extra direction?
Yeah. And like the rocket, why is NASA doing shit? Why is like CERN starting up? You know?
It is weird. I don't know if anything like detrimental is going to happen. Like, because there's people speculating like the grid's going to go down, like it could, like, is there going to be a solar flare at the same, like during this, and like,
yeah,
all this other shit. I don't know about any of that, but it definitely is weird. The buildup to this one is weird. It almost has like a Y2K feeling, but we can see what Y2K turned out to be, like a nothing burger.
Yeah.
So it could,
and that's what I think.
It could very well be a nothing burger.
Yeah. I think like nothing will happen the day of, possibly even like the next couple months, but I think it will trigger events that might happen this year. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's kind of like 2/22/2022. Mm. That was like the beginning of the end, where it's like the Pluto return. It symbolizes the destruction and the rebirth of countries.
Yeah.
You know, that's when Rome fell. That's when the United States was founded. It was like one of these things where people were like, okay, is this the end of the United States because Pluto is now returned? Well, a lot of people are kind of pointing out that when you have the end of something, that calls for the birth of something new, and that's the death and the rebirth and all that shit. So it could be. It very well could be. But I think that it's going to start you know how we were like waiting for this flood of information to come out?
Yeah.
I think that is going to start happening. And I don't know, like, I don't want to just give credit to the letter, you know, the 17th letter movement.
Mm.
Because I think that stuff, looking back at it now, was revelation of the method to like this whole different system. I'm looking at it completely different. I'm not necessarily thinking that it's good.
Okay.
But I think that a lot of the stuff that they said will happen.
Okay.
And one reason why I think that.
Because something did just happen.
Something did just happen that kind of proved back to this whole 17 movement here, right? So this, I just posted a video on this today. Leaked cell phone location data reveals 200 mystery guests on Epstein's pedo island. Okay. Now, this is an article from Zero Hedge. But what does that imply? It implies that 200 mystery guests, their cell phones were tracked.
Yeah.
They got their asses tracked, baby. You know?
Yeah.
So they go to this.
That also proves the whole, the Mules documentary that happened, right? Because they're using ping data.
Yeah, they're using ping data, but so it's just data. We don't know what they did. Right.
True. But it proves that whoever owns that phone was there.
Yes. And so that was the argument against the mules is that, yes, you have the location of this is what the person's going back and forth and it looks very suspicious, mm-hmm. but you do not have the proof that they were stuffing ballots and they were creating fraud, right?
Yeah.
So in the same case, we don't have a list of people, but we have the 200 mystery guests because we have their mobile phones.
Well, it's a mystery to us. I guarantee they, whoever did this knows who they are.
They do, dude. They do. Again, they even actually say that because this is a Zero Hedge article, but it actually stems from Wired magazine.
Okay.
So Wired was the original source of this. What happened was you had this 200 mobile devices revealed the exact path taken by visitors to Jeffrey Epstein's notorious pedo island, which was tracked to 80 cities around the world, spanning 26 states or territories. So 200 mobile devices go back to 80 different cities. So these visitors are coming from 80 different cities around the world, 26 states.
At least the ones that they pinged.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. And where this data came from is you had recently bankrupt company Near Intelligence, which allegedly traced the phones which went to and from Little St. James Island, where Epstein allegedly ran the trafficking network, right? Mm-hmm. Now, if you could show this picture.
The first one?
The first map with all of the ping data points.
Yeah.
Because this is kind of what it looks like. It's a bunch of red little dots. But look how heavy that traffic is, bro. I mean, one little ping dot is like person, right?
There was a lot of people going through there.
Look at that. That thing's blood thick. That looks like a blood clot they just pulled out of someone's leg, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah, that's a lot of pinging going on in that exact area.
A lot of pinging, a lot of flinging and dinging. It's a lot. You know? Wang, 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 wham. I don't know what the hell, but. So this Near Intelligence company went out of business. They rebranded themselves to Azira, whatever. They had an internal fraud scandal.
Yeah.
But they mapped out more than 11,000 coordinates from 166 locations. And some of the locations pointed to gated communities, as well as homes in Martha's Vineyard and Nantucket. All right. So, like, who do we know who lives in Martha's Vineyard?
Obama.
Obama? I mean, doesn't like the Pelosi's? Don't like a lot of people live in Martha's Vineyard? I don't know if the Pelosi's live there.
Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of past presidents have lived there. I don't know how many still live there.
It's quite the up and up place to go.
Yeah.
Right? So this is an article, or this is a snippet from Wired. It says that the coordinates that Near Intelligence collected and left exposed online pinpoint locations to within a few centimeters of space. So this was very accurate. Visitors were tracked as they moved from the Ritz-Carlton on the neighboring St. Thomas Island, for instance, to a specific dot or a dock at the American Yacht Harbor, a marina once owned by Epstein, blah, 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 blah.
Okay, here's a list of biggest celebrities that live in Martha's Vineyard. Barack and Michelle Obama.
Okay.
Bill and Hillary Clinton.
Oh, Billy. Okay.
Spike Lee.
Spike, okay.
Yeah. James Lapine and Sarah Kernachin. Cam Neely. Jeffrey Kramer. David Letterman.
Okay.
Steven Tyler and Diane Sawyer.
Steven Tyler, bro. Remember, he's been getting in trouble for doing some underage stuff.
Yes,
right?
Yeah. And that, I don't know. That's not obviously not everybody. That's just a list of nine people that I have here.
Yes. So I'm just saying, dude, like, but here's the thing. Can you scroll up, like, right the top picture right below Jeffrey Epstein's face where it says Wired? Mm-hmm. Can you click on that?
Yeah.
Make sure to right click on it because you want to go to a different tab, but keep this tab open, right?
Okay.
You want to keep that article open. But so this is the original article. Oh shit. Is it making you subscribe?
No.
Okay. Well, so what it says down in here is that, there's pings that are going to Martha's Vineyard, right?
Yeah.
There's pings that are going to Nantucket. There's pings that are going to a Miami, like club, but it also says something about Donald Trump's tower. So if you can scroll down, because there was a ping to the street right across from Trump Tower, which I thought was very interesting. And so right there, right? So it says near intelligence, for example, track devices visiting Little St. James from locations in 80 cities. Blah, 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 blah. The coordinates point to mansions and gated communities in Michigan and Florida, homes in Martha's Vineyard and Nantucket in Massachusetts, a nightclub in Miami, and the sidewalk across the street from Trump Tower on Fifth Avenue in New York City. So people were like, why, you know, you have thousands of coordinates. Why are you pointing out Trump Tower? You know what I mean? Like, because it's near Trump Tower. People are like, okay, is Trump in on this?
Yeah. And the sidewalk across the street from Trump Tower.
Right.
Oh boy.
Like, is it, are they just for any way trying to get him raveled in this too?
I think they have to. I think that like once I thought about it, I'm like, yeah. There are like many different points. Why are you pointing out this one, like just near Trump Tower?
Yeah.
It was located by a subway across the street from a Domino's next to the AMPM by Trump Tower. Oh my God.
Yeah. That's weird. That's weird that they would put that in there.
Well, yeah. It was very strange. But so this place, if you keep on reading in the article, in the Zero Hedge article, sorry.
Yeah.
There were also people coming from Ukraine, Australia, many other countries. But it says that because of the comprehensive privacy laws, like over in Europe, they weren't able to really map where they like live, right?
Yeah.
Because they were able to map out where these places live or where these people lived.
Well, and the data says right here too, the data goes back to July of 2016. So they got years of data.
Yes, dude. And it ends on the day that Epstein was arrested, July 6, 2019, for the second time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like they know exactly, yes, okay, the data stopped because all traffic stopped. People stopped going there.
Yeah.
Right. And why would people stop going? Like, if you weren't involved in Jeffrey Epstein's shit, why would you stop going?
Well, I mean, you're not just going to go to somebody's fucking place if they're not there.
I guess, you know. Okay.
But that makes sense. Maybe they didn't need any more data once he was arrested.
Yeah.
I mean, you have fucking years of data that you can go through and you know who's affiliated, who's involved, who's there.
Yep.
And now you have a massive list of people that you can go through and say, okay, we know you were there.
Mm-hmm.
Now we don't know what you've seen, what you were involved with. Who else do you know that we don't have the information on that was there or involved with?
Well, and that's the thing, dude, because they say the report excludes any precise location data that could be used to identify properties or individuals because it's just an inference. Like they're taking the geolocations, right? So
yeah,
like your latitude, longitude.
Yeah, the data that this news agency received excludes that, guaranteed. That doesn't mean the data that whoever pulled this information in the first place doesn't have that information. Because I guarantee you, if there's some illegal shit going on and this information they either got it from somebody, because does it say that the Wired like did this on their own?
Yeah. So yeah, Wired. So the data was out there because this near intelligence went bankrupt and then they went public. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So all of their shit was up for grabs because they were bankrupt.
So near intelligence did this on their own.
Well, Near Intelligence had the data, but Wired collected the data and did all of this analysis. So all these screenshots of the maps are coming from Wired.
Okay.
Now, they know. Wired knows the people. Like, they can be this is the address of fucking Barack Obama.
Well, yeah, they can look at it, and they may not, like, have the names in that information, but they can look up the code to that device and decide, and then you can figure out who owns that device.
Yeah, bro. Because it says right here, Wired suggested that they document, quote, the numerous trips of wealthy and influential individuals seemingly undeterred by Epstein's status as a convicted sex offender. Unquote. And they know, if you look at this map of the United States, these are the U.S. locations of the visitors to Epstein's Island. But this is the data that was exposed by Near Intelligence that shows the inferred home and work locations of individuals who visited Pedo Island.
Yeah.
Now, look at all that. I mean, Florida's heavy. You got, like, heavy on the East Coast. The zero from
New York and Washington, D.C. area is heavy.
Mm-hmm. Got a couple in Southern California.
What is that? Michigan California. Up there?
Yep, Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota.
Yeah.
Got a couple in Texas right around your area, right? Isn't that
Houston? Yeah, that's Austin.
Ooh.
Oh, Austin, San Antonio area, looks like. They have that one dot is in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And so, who knows how many, like, are those just one dots? Because obviously some are bigger and thicker than others. So there's probably multiple dots piled on top of each other.
Exactly. Yeah. So you're looking at multiple people living in the same location.
Yeah, because you look at the one, like, over here on the right side, and they're like, small and blurry, but then you look at the one in Southern California and that one's dark fucking red.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep. So that is like the bigger the circle, the bigger the number of pings to that location. But they said that the data also tracked people who visited Epstein's 8,000 acre New Mexico ranch. Remember mm-hmm. the location where he was trying to like...
Well, and that's where that one big fucking dot is right there in New Mexico, probably.
Exactly. Yeah, and then also the Palm Beach location that got raided, the waterfront mansion in Florida.
Yep.
So this is saying that NIRS data is notably missing any locations in Europe, but that's because of the comprehensive privacy laws. But they did say in the Wired article that they...
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow. I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
They were able to ping locations in Ukraine, Australia, and then some other countries there.
Well, yeah, because at that point, if you have access to the cell company data, you can ping wherever that cell phone has ever been.
Mm-hmm.
Or wherever that company offers service to.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but here's where I wanted to get it back to that 17 operation is this paragraph right here.
In which article?
That talks about in the Zero Hedge article.
Okay.
That says officially this data is intended, and it's in bold. Officially, this data is intended to be used by companies hoping to determine where potential customers work and reside. So that's why Near Intelligence was collecting this data, right? But in October 2023, the journal revealed that Near had once provided data to the U.S. military via a maze of obscure marketing companies, cutouts, and conduits to defense contractors, okay? Now, bankruptcy records reviewed by Wired show that in April 2023, Near Intelligence signed a year-long contract with another firm called N Context a subsidiary of the defense contractor Sierra Nevada. And they're saying that you have this Vienna-based researcher, Wolfie Crystal of Cracked Labs, whoever the hell this is. He said, he had a quote here saying, the pervasive surveillance machine that has been developing, or that has been developed for digital advertising, now enables others or other uses completely unrelated to marketing, including government mass surveillance. So they're trying to say that this is bad because of the government mass surveillance, but look what it led to. It led to you're doing some good here, right?
Well, and that, and it's not just, well, and that's the issue. Yeah, it could lead to government mass surveillance if the government itself is using the development of this illegally. Like, mm-hmm. if you have, if they end up getting warrants or they end up using whatever to be able to get access to this, and then they can get this information and track people that they have suspicion of that committing crimes, that's a completely different thing.
Well, yeah. And if you think about how do you skirt around the rules, you just give it to a defense contractor. Because they're not government. They're like, they're their own business.
Yeah.
They could be hired by the government, but they're technically not the government. You know?
I mean, interesting. I'm looking at this other picture here.
Yes. Yeah. And, show that one, dude.
Like, there's a shit ton of pings right around the main area.
Mm-hmm.
But then I think down there by this little bubble where it has like the world right here.
Wait, where? I can't see your cursor.
Yeah, I got it so it doesn't show my cursor. But
oh, okay.
Down here by the circle that looks like Earth.
Yeah.
I think that's where that temple was.
Oh, okay.
It's either that one or it's the one that's over in the middle more.
Yeah, see, that's what I want to know is like, because they know the dates, they know the hours, because they were talking in the Wired magazine, who was there at night, who was there in the day. And I'm saying, like, at nighttime, that's when the real shit happened, right? The real dirty shit.
Probably.
You know what I mean? And we talked about that. We're like, not everybody that went to the island was probably privy to the after party, you know?
Well, I'm not going to say they weren't privy to what happened. Just because they knew what happened doesn't mean they partook.
Yeah, but they probably were seeing little children being
how many people fucking knew who Jeffrey Epstein was and what he did?
Exactly. Yep.
Like,
and that's exactly what the Wired said too.
You're not going to be there and not know what the fuck he does.
Yeah, and that's what Wired magazine said, is that you had wealthy and influential individuals who were privy and undeterred by Epstein's status as a sex offender.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you remember Bill Clinton? Or not Bill Clinton, but you remember Bill Gates? When he had dinner with Jeffrey Epstein was convicted as a sex offender?
Yeah, I do.
And then everybody, he was getting asked about it, and he's like, that was a mistake. Yep, I regret it. No more.
Well, of course, no more. I mean, he's dead. And then he's dead. So, whatever.
I can't really argue with him. He's dead. See ya.
So. Yeah, I wouldn't. I'm going to see. And this is where I'm still at that point where, like, I think shit is fucking happening.
Yeah.
I just don't think we're on the, like, the public is on the level of knowing when it's happening.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's going to happen, but I think it's going to happen to convince everybody to vote for Trump. I think they're using this and they were saving all of this data because they've had this for a while, right? They've had this
guaranteed. If this fucking company has it now, that means other people have had it for even longer.
Yeah. And then remember ABC, Amy Robach.
Oh yeah.
The video came out, which she was like, I had this story about it, Jeffrey Epstein 3 years ago, and I was going to jump on it, and they told me not to because blah, blah, blah. We would get invited to the Royals wedding and all this stuff. Like, she was butthurt because she couldn't get the lead on Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah. Right? Well, she had the story and she couldn't be the one to, like, bring it out.
So they've had all of this information, and the whole quote unquote flood is going to be used for public opinion, for the court of public opinion, to get everybody the red wave. This will be the red wave. And they're using it to ensure that everybody sees what this system is and see how corrupt it is, because it is fucking corrupt, dude. It deserves to go away and be brought down. But what it's being replaced by, I don't know. Like, everybody's like, yeah, Trump, you know, we've seen what he's done. And like, I get that. But I don't know if Trump has ulterior motives. I'll just put
it
that way.
That's when I said earlier, that's when the agreement with the fucking aliens comes in, and like the whole new perspective on what humanity is supposed to be will arise.
Well, see, now that people would argue that's very new agey, Chris. That's, well, you know, that's the new age movement. And I'm not saying it's wrong.
I'm not saying it's right.
Yeah. You got to definitely say that.
I watch these videos and like, obviously, like that video I described earlier, like obviously that could be faked.
Mm.
But it's just interesting. The like, even if you were to fake it, those kind of thoughts are going through people's heads.
Yeah. Was it Zach Baggins, the one who was running the voice box?
No, I don't know. It was some chick. I think she wasn't anything. Like, I looked back at her past videos and she got like a few thousand plays on her videos. And then she started doing this, and then her channel was started blowing up.
Hmm. Okay.
So I don't know.
Well, I definitely think that they're on to something. And if you think about like the founding of our country, you know, Make America Great Again, going back to the Constitution and all this shit, like there's no way that our founding fathers didn't know about astrological events and shit, because it's just the odds of all of these things lining up at the perfect time. And, you know, the fact that they signed the Declaration of Independence on July 2nd. But I think it was Benjamin Franklin who said, we have to wait until July 4th.
Oh.
And so they did that because of some astrological significance.
Mm.
Like, that's why they waited.
Well, everything back then was astrological. Like the way they built the way they built structures, the way they built monuments, the way they dictated which direction they were going when they were on their boats. Like everything was about astrological physics and astrological like stars and alignments and everything. Everything was.
Mm-hmm. And that comes from a lot of it comes from ancient Egypt, you know? So I don't know, like the whole like Washington, D.C. itself, like the capital, was all built around ancient Egypt or like deities, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like Greek gods, Roman gods, all this shit, you know, I'm just saying, like, so there's no way that the founding fathers didn't know about this, if you want to call it secret knowledge, ancient secret knowledge or something.
That's another thing on one of those videos, the secret knowledge you just, like, they talked to those voices in the spirit box. Talked about the eye of the pyramid.
Yeah.
And remembering our human abilities.
Mm-hmm. Well, the eye of the pyramid is the eye of Horus. And, dude, I made this connection a long time ago with Strange Sauna. Like, when you look at the Osiris myth, this is like the biggest, like these were the biggest gods of ancient Egypt. You had Osiris, Set, Isis, and Horus. And Osiris was killed by his brother Set, torn up into 14 pieces, but only 13 of them could be found. And we have 13 original colonies, you know what I mean? So 13 is a big deal for us. If you look at the back of the $1 bill, there's 13 everything, like 13 arrows, 13 blah, blah, blah. And you look at, so Osiris was killed by Set. He goes down and rules the underworld. Isis, his wife, which is weird that, you know, because when we hear Isis, we think of like Islamic terrorism. You know what I mean? But the original meaning of Isis was this god, and she was the goddess of chaos.
Oh, so the terrorism is right.
Right. And so like when when Osiris, he represents Make America Great Again. He represents the pyramid of foundation of, like, this is the stability of your culture. This is, like, your morals. This is everything that makes you. He was killed. What's left is you have chaos, right? And that just kind of makes sense. Like, if you destroy your morality, your structure, you're going to have fucking chaos and anarchy, right?
Yeah.
She built, she made a, because she couldn't find the penis, right?
Oh.
Like, she found all 13 pieces of Osiris, but she couldn't find his dick, you know?
That's just unfortunate.
It is sucks, dude. You know? So the guy died, doesn't have a freaking wang. Ugh. But she made one. And it was the obelisk. And that's where the fucking obelisk comes from. That's what it represents. It represents
a dick.
Osiris's dick. Yes.
What?
So, like, the Washington Monument, that's a fucking dick. Anytime you see the monument, the obelisk all around the world, that represents a male penis. And what happened, so long story short, dude. She sits on the thing. She creates the child Horus. Horus is the falcon. And so when you see the eye of Horus.
So this was like a magic fake dick?
It might have been a magic fake dick, dude. But, I mean, it worked. It got her pregnant.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what the fuck?
Well, these were gods, dude. So that's the myth. It's like the myth. But so she created Horus, who was the falcon, but if you think about the eye of Horus, falcons are, they fly above everything so they can see. So they're the eye above the pyramid. And long story short, he loses his eye in the battle of Set. He kills Set, brings his eye down to Horus, brings his eye down to Osiris. They rise together as one, Osiris and Horus, with the eye. Now Osiris has Horus's eye and can see.
Mm.
And he rises again. And now I made the comparison of Trump as Osiris because he wants to make America great again. He's the fucking, the pyramid.
He's rising up.
Well, at first he fell, right?
Yeah.
And what do we have now? We have chaos under Biden and all this shit. Because he represents making America great again, the stability of the country, foundation, morality, all this stuff, right? I don't know about morality, but he dies, right? Because he lost the election. We now have chaos. They're bringing in chaos. You have all these articles calling Biden the chaos candidate.
Mm-hmm.
Then when you have the Eye of Horus, which I argue is Space Force. Because they fly above everything. Their motto is Sempa Supra, always above.
Mm-hmm.
And they're called the Watchers.
Well, and they took over all the satellite imaging.
Yeah. Right. And so I'm just saying, like, if they have control of the election data as well, and if they're called the Watchers or the Watchful Ones in the Bible, I mean, literally the Watchers are like the ones that fly, like they're the angels, right?
Yeah.
And so I'm just saying, those
voices on the spirit box I was talking about, we talked about seven watchmen.
Or the Watchers or Watchmen?
They call them both the seven watchmen and the Watchers.
Okay. So just think about it. Like, if Horus is Space Force and they give the eye back to Trump, who can now see, now he has the vision of exactly what happened. You know what I mean? Like, with the election and all that stuff. Now he comes back to rule again. And I don't remember where we were going with this, but like, this is like what I've been thinking the entire time. But I think that Trump is in on this shit, dude. And like, going back to like America's foundation, the founding fathers, I think this is the shit that they brought over from ancient Egypt and they knew about this and it worked. I think they did something and it made America what it is, you know, and America is like the greatest country in this world. So I think that they knew something that we don't.
Or we forgot.
And I don't know. Or we forgot, or it's being hidden from us. And I don't know if it's all bad. Okay. Cause like Christianity will tell you it's bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, certain religions will tell you it's bad. And I think that there's just, if we like dumb this down, I would just call it magic, dude. And I'd say there's black magic and there's white magic, and Trump and whoever might be mastering the white side of magic. And there's definitely the black side of magic, which we're seeing with the whole deep state, all this AI shit. You know, it's weird.
It is weird. I feel like there's definitely, and I feel like we've probably said this before, but this year feels different.
Yeah.
Like what's going on, what's happened so far this year, just the amount of people that are looking for information and the amount of people that are like helping try to give information that they know. And just the direction of the general public of the world in general, like I feel like just the people of the world are not putting up with bullshit anymore.
I think people are ready.
Yeah, it's definitely, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen, but it feels different time right now in this world.
Yeah, I feel like it's like people are waiting to rip the Band-Aid off. You know what I mean? Like a lot of people have been sitting there going like, dude, never going to heal unless you get some oxygen to that wound. Got to take the Band-Aid off, and everybody's trying to rip it off slowly. But then a lot of people are just like, dude, let's fucking just rip this thing. Get it over with.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, this whole like thing with Jeffrey Epstein, you know, going back to the whole 17 movement. I'm like, okay, that was definitely something that they said that they had, right? They were like,
yep.
There was a post that said these people brought their phones to the island. These people are stupid, right? Something like that. So I'm thinking they knew this a long time ago, but it's the fact that you can't come out with the information when you know it. You have to build it up. You have to save it and build it up as like a big force of energy. You know what I mean? Because it's going to be like this Epstein stuff. It's going to be like the election stuff. It's going to be, you know, everything that we've always talked about, like that's actually going to come out all at the same time to persuade voters to vote for Trump. If not vote for Trump, to not vote for the people going against Trump.
I don't know if it's going to be, I don't look at it as a persuasion. I look at it as people are just now starting to get the information they need to make an actual decision.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that, though, it would eventually lead to the end result of people wanting Trump.
Well, right. Yeah, because the alternative is definitely something we don't want or need, because it's only going to make things worse.
Exactly. Now, see, the thing that I do not know is that because that seems so purposeful, that Trump is being filtered, like we're being herded into the only option of Trump, I do not know if that has good intentions. I'm hoping it does, because the other side definitely does not have good intentions. So, you know, if not, like people are like, well, yeah, if Trump's bad, then we're fucked. You know, it's like, well, are we? Or can we all like just get our heads out of our asses and be like, oh, like the whole system's fucked, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how this is going to go. I mean, as far as right now, I think if there's an election, Trump will win.
Yeah.
But I do think there's a 50-50 chance of there's going to be some kind of action to either delay or cancel. There's just so much shit building up right now that they know they can't win.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't win, everything they have been doing this whole 4 years or even more is for nothing. And if you're on that side and you're one of those people that have been trying to accomplish those goals, you're not going to let that happen.
Yeah, I think that people kind of know it's their time to give over the reins, you know? And that's where I'm kind of like torn between this, like if they're all on the same coin, one side of the coin is currently in charge and they know that they got to flip that coin to the other side, mm-hmm. and they don't want to flip the coin, what are they going to do to prevent that coin from flipping? You know, do they destroy the entire coin? You know, like melt it down, remold it into something else?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. Seems like that's what everybody, well, at least like the whole quote unquote deep state is trying to do.
You know? Mold it into something else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, when you look at what they're doing with illegal immigrants, did you hear about like the housing, like they're paying people to house illegal immigrants?
Yeah, I've heard that they are paying people to house them. I also seen something where they found like they're exploiting like a loophole in the law to where now if they're capitalizing on like squatting in houses for a certain amount of mm-hmm. time, and then they're actually taking ownership of people's houses.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the people that actually owned those houses are going, what in the fuck?
And they're rich fucking houses, dude. Like yeah. by LeBron James and shit. You know what I mean? You got like groups of people so, just like raiding the place.
How someone's giving them that information. They don't know the ins and outs of that kind of shit in this country. I didn't know that. I didn't know if you went to New York or somewhere like that, if you stayed in a house for a certain amount of time, it just becomes yours.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, so Danielson just said that he posted a video to the Telegram here, so I'm going to like check this out. Because this was like fucking wicked, dude. I was like, what? Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah, like, the retirees.
Well, it was like people were getting paid $125 a day per illegal immigrant that they housed in their house. Mm-hmm. Right? And so I'm trying to see here. I'm having trouble kind of loading it up. Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. Can you share the screen so I can share my screen? And then I can just play this.
Yeah.
Hopefully this works.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I think I got it. Can you see? I'm going to share sound too. Can you see my screen right here? Can you see this dude with the beard?
No, I can. Well, hold on. Here, I'll switch it. Hold on.
Okay.
There.
Okay. All right. So they can see this. All right. So I'm going to play this. Let me know if you can't hear it, okay?
Y'all want to come with me down another rabbit hole of how the U.S. government is using private industry to fuck over the American people?
Can you hear that?
Yep.
Okay. Here we go.
This is going to be a quick video, but I wanted to put it out because I want to hear what people think. The basic gist is that the United States government is using BlackRock to permanently house all the illegal immigrants they've been letting in. So you know how companies like BlackRock have been buying up large amounts of the single-family real estate? And a shitload of the properties that they bought are in the state of New York. And New York just declared that they're going to pay homeowners there $125 a day to house a migrant. $125 a day per migrant. Per bedroom. That means the taxpayers of New York are going to be paying $3,750 per migrant per month. Now think about all those houses that BlackRock bought. Let's say they got a 4-bedroom. That means they can house 4 migrants. And at $3,750 per migrant, that means that property would now be bringing in $15,000 a month. And if any of those migrants have a family, that's additional money on top. And BlackRock doesn't have to worry because the money's guaranteed by the government of New York. I mean, you have to think, so far in Biden's presidency, anywhere from 12 to 15 million illegals have crossed over. And then because of all the incentive programs that New York created, you enter this country illegally, you'd have to be stupid not to go to New York. You're going to get paid. You're going to get fed. You're going to get housed, all for the price of either a bus trip up there, or maybe you can catch one of those flights that Biden's been sending under everyone's radar. But regardless, you're going to go to New York, where BlackRock owns thousands of homes. And I'd be willing to bet a lot of those homes are about to have an illegal immigrant as a tenant. And they're going to make sure they get at least one in every bedroom. And I would expect that this continues at least until the census.
So yeah, dude. Don't know. Pretty crazy. What do you think?
Yeah, sorry. This thing's fucking up on me.
Oh,
I don't
know. You guys heard that, right?
It makes, yeah, we heard it. It makes sense. Because, I mean, clearly, Biden is all for giving money to companies that he may or may not be involved with. Especially people inside of our government are involved with. So it's basically, is that just a whole nother fucking money laundering scheme and you're paying off people that have already helped you in the past because you're using taxpayer money to pay the migrants or illegal immigrants or whatever the fuck you want to call them to stay in these places. But the money isn't going to them. It's going to the companies that own the buildings in the first place.
Yeah. BlackRock, right? So
that's sketchy, dude.
Yeah. Because I remember during COVID when all of these companies, including BlackRock, were buying up all of these houses that were being foreclosed because people couldn't work. So they couldn't pay their house bill.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, now I see what's going on. You know, we were wondering if they were going to use these houses to put up illegal immigrants. And sure enough, they are. So,
son of a bitch.
But I have a feeling California is going to do the same thing. Probably. Remember, like, watch New York, watch California. I bet you California will do the same fucking thing, dude.
It wouldn't surprise me. I'm surprised California didn't do it first.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. We'll see. But yeah, I just, you know, I think that that's, what, are we about time?
We're good? We only got like a minute.
So yeah, I don't know, man. Like, the whole Epstein thing was a mind-blowing article to me, and... You know, I'm not seeing it everywhere. And so I did a video on it and I'm hoping it, you know, gets spread around. But I think that shit might actually start becoming out, you know.
Yeah.
That was a weird way to say it, but
I agree. I think if the people that would have the ability to use this information and actually get shit done don't have it already, they're going to very soon.
Yeah, but I don't want us to get all I don't want to say distracted because that's so cliche to say now, but I don't want us to stop focusing on what are they going to bring in next, right? Just because we like the fact that they're going full disclosure with everything, they're coming out with the Epstein list, they're coming out with the election list, they're coming out with all this other stuff, we like that they're going to be doing that, doesn't mean that we shouldn't be paying attention to their motives and what they're trying to bring in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So let's do a good job of playing both sides here. Let's keep an eye on the ball.
All right. Well, G in the show. Does anything happen on Friday besides the eclipse actually happening?
So does it happen Friday or does it happen next Monday?
It's on the 8th.
Yeah, the 8th is Monday, bro.
Oh, it is Monday, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought it was Friday.
Does everything? Does anything happen? Fuck, dude. CERN might send us back 50 years. I don't know. CERN's the deal breaker to me.
If nothing actually happens, I think... Man, I don't know. I'm so torn on this. I feel like nothing's probably going to happen. It's going to be a Y2K thing. But it is fucking weird how much buildup is going around this. And not just by people on the internet, it's like local governments and all kinds of shit. So that's weird to me.
The tension is in the air. All right. Well, keep an eye on it, everybody. If you guys want to join us on Friday, we're going to be doing a Patreon-only phone call show. So, yeah, we could talk all about, you know, eclipse stuff.
If we have electricity.
Oh, shit. Yeah. All right. Well, yes, everybody. Stay safe out there, and we'll see you next Eclipse Monday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Alrighty.
God, I always forget it's on Monday, not Friday. God damn it.
Oh, what?
All right, later, dude.
All right. Cheers.
Bye.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.